Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin our meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, That All of Them May Be One, Part 2. And our passage is from John 17, 22 to 23. Hear the word of the Lord. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them, and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Consider this. Are you a lover of group projects? If you are, bless you. If you're not, the line forms behind me. I have been an avid, oh please, don't make this a group project person ever since I was in grade school. I always ended up doing most of the project until, of course, the night before it was due. Then, inevitably, a few of my group mates would decide they had something to add in order to feel good about their participation. The whole presentation would fall apart before my very eyes. Here is what I have come to realize, however. While I might prefer to do a school project on my own, I definitely don't want to do life on my own. Hundreds of times, brothers and sisters, shining with the glory of God in their eyes, have ministered grace and peace to me in Jesus' name. I've been in need, and they've prayed for me. I've been sick, and they've cared for me. I've been afraid, and they have given me courage. I have needed insight, and they have given me wisdom. I've needed grace, and they have extended it. There have been bumps along the way, but I have never lost my deep love for the body of Christ. We belong to one another, Romans 12:5, and we need each other to grow into Christ-likeness as we navigate the challenges of life. Just as we are given to one another for support, so too we are given to one another to grow in grace. And nothing grows us in grace like relationships. You can probably think of a few grace growers in your own life. I can think of a few people for whom I am a grace grower in theirs. While some relationships within the church can be hard, they are ultimately vehicles through which Christ is formed in us. Galatians 4:19. Paul, the apostle of union and love, affirms our part in the work of unity, work that Jesus in us enables us to do and that changes us as we do it. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:3 to 6. Make every effort. Let's cut straight to it. We can be separated organizationally and still remain one in love. We can either make every effort to join Jesus in nurturing the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace between us, or we can fall back into the hellish and chaotic separation habits that the world stews in every single day. I, for one, do not want to go back there. I've seen how the world's freeform animosity tears at souls and destroys people's humanity over time. The distorted visions of unity so common to this world, usually based on ideological agreement or blind sentimentality, pale in comparison to the unity into which Christ calls us. Jesus and his way of sacrificial, cruciform love is the only way to complete unity in heart and mind. In the school of union and love, John 17, 20-23 is our reminder that Jesus prayed for us as believers about this. He knew that maintaining unity would be hard work, even with him living in us. And there is no prayer more powerful than a Jesus prayer, the most righteous human being who ever lived. James 5:16. The Lord of union and love then says these words in John 17, 23b. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. As a community of union and love, doing all we can to nurture healthy relationships through Christ's power working in us, Colossians 1:29, we can become a sign and a wonder to a hurting world. Our relationships, especially with those who are part of the body of Christ, must be fought for, worked for, and pursued with spiritual endurance. We can stop furthering disunity through social media posts and backroom conversations where we malign one another over our differences. It is not to be this way with us. Instead, we can affirm the best, disagree in love and with respect, and work toward unity. Jesus is here to help us be united in love, to be one as he and the Father are one. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. I want to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:3. Show me how I can do my part. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. Have you ever experienced unity between believers being a catalyst for someone to come to Jesus? What happened, and what can we learn from that experience? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.